Tonight also is a very auspicious night, the night of Eid. Mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the meaning of which is, whoever stays awake during the night of Eid, making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will not make his heart dead on the day of Qiyamah. The commentators explain, the meaning of his heart not becoming dead is that he will not be gripped with anxiety and fear on the day of Qiyamah, when we know the events of Qiyamah will be so horrifying. People will run to and fro. They'll be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. Every person will be concerned about himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be deciding on the day of judgment. Fariqun fil Jannah wa fariqun fil Sa'ir. One group will be successful. They will be granted Jannah. May Allah make us amongst those people who will be granted Jannah. And the other group will be doomed into Jahannam. May Allah save us from Jahannam. So on that day, these people who stayed awake during these nights of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making Allah ta'ala's ibadah, of course, with ikhlas and sincerity, and not thinking low of others who may not be engaged in ibadat. We do not know what ibadat, who is making what type of ibadat. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us the tawfiq of gathering here tonight, and to make a little bit of his dhikr, and make some dua, inshallah, we'll make some tahajjud at home, wherever possible. And inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, the hearts will not be dead. And of course, tonight we know the Hujjaj, it is the most beautiful night of any believer, and that is the night of Muzdalifah. What a beautiful night, literally sleeping under the galaxy of stars. And most of the Hujjaj, many of them have already reached Muzdalifah, and they're busy picking up their pebbles. Whether the person is a teacher, an alim, a mufti, an accountant, whether he's a lawyer, a doctor, whoever he may be, but he's there on his foes and he's looking for little pebbles to stone the shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala accept the hajj of all those hujjaj who have made hajj from whichever country they have gone. May Allah give them a hajj maqbool, hajj mabroor. Our hearts longs and desires when we hear so many of them phoning and saying, we are in Arafat, we have reached Arafat. And we're making dua. The heart pines, the heart longs to be there. May Allah Ta'ala grant each one of us, inshallah, the opportunity of making hajj again and again, hajj and umrah, inshallah, and the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have mentioned now almost every dhikr majlis that the important thing is to focus ourselves and be now, and just fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remove from our hearts all the sins that we have accumulated, and the love we have of everybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of this pretty woman that we have, the love of haram. So when we say la ilaha illallah, we are negating, we are removing all that filth, and we are saying illallah, and filling Allah into our hearts. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. When you see Allah, just ponder and imagine everything is saying Allah. The entire universe is saying Allah. The sky is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The clouds are saying Allah. The rain droplets are saying Allah. The ground is saying Allah. The soil is saying Allah. The plants are saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The rivers are saying Allah. Jinn is saying Allah. Malaika are saying Allah.
Human beings are saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The dust particles are saying Allah. Every single thing is saying Allah. Even the hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. Allah. Jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. ويا رحم المساكين ويا رحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله وما موز بلبر الله موز كريم رحيم الله Ya Allah, all those hujjaj who have gathered, Ya Allah, on the plains of Arafat today, my Allah. And tonight at Muzdalifah, my Allah. Tomorrow they will be at Mina, my Allah. How lucky and how fortunate they are, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are so lucky, my Allah. You selected them, you chose them, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the Hajj, my Allah. Give them a Hajj maqbool and mabroor Hajj. Such a Hajj, my Allah, that must be a changing point in their lives, my Allah. When they come back, ya Allah, make them be like newborn babies, my Allah. Make them have a clean slate, my Allah. Make them have a better akhlaq, my Allah. Make them be better Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us also to go for Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. Create the means for us, my Allah. Make it be possible for us, ya Allah. Remove all obstacles from our paths, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we are not going for Hajj, my Allah, just as you have forgiven the Hujjaj today, my Allah. Ya Allah, millions of them you have forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, such a day where Shaitan is disgraced, my Allah. He took sand and he threw on his head and he said, wail upon himself. Ya Allah, Shaitan was humiliated and disgraced. He could not tolerate so many people being forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu Rahim Kareem, hey Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. You are Rahman and Rahim, you are Malik and Kareem. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. All major sins, all minor sins, ya Allah. Sins we did openly, Allah, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, ya Allah. Amadan, khata'an, nisyanan, whatever gunas we have done, my Allah. We have made our hearts so heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives have become so miserable, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are persisting in gunas, my Allah. We are going deeper and deeper into filth and gunas, my Allah. And we are distancing ourselves away from your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. It is a night of Friday, my Allah. It is a night of Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, shower your choices, mercy upon all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, your blessings upon us, my Allah. Your rahmat and karam upon us, my Allah. Your merciful glance upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn your eyes away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not chase us away from your doorstep, my Allah. Because in what Allah we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Hujjaj will raise their hands in the sky tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they will look towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will forgive them, ya Allah. They will make dua for the ummah also, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Ya Allah, give us a beautiful day of Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our qurbani, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us, ya Allah, to make our Eid Salat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such the Eid Gaz, ya Allah, there is no problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make there be any rains, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such that we can attend the Eid Gah, my Allah, and fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, but wherever they may be, ya Allah, Eid then, ya Allah, accept our Salat, my Allah. Accept our Duas, my Allah. Accept the sacrifices we'll be making, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not made, ya Allah, ya Allah, those who are not going to make Qurbani, ya Allah, despite it being wajib upon them, my Allah, give them the tawfiq and hidayat, ya Allah, of purchasing the animal, ya Allah, before the Salat of Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our qurbanis, my Allah. Do not reject any person's qurbani, my Allah. Ya Allah, the blood and flesh, ya Allah, is not going to reach you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not in need of those things, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is our taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not have taqwa, my Allah. You grant us taqwa, my Allah. Allahumma ati rufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas in all of our amal. Give us ikhlas in our ibadat, my Allah. Give us ikhlas in our actions, my Allah. Make us maqbool bandas, my Allah. Make us mahboob bandas, my Allah. Make us from the abrar, ya Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us from the zakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari diro ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make our hearts, be Allah, pure and clean, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all our desires, my Allah. Especially our brothers who are here tonight, my Allah. They have made this qurbani, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. There are so many people, ya Allah, who've got different mushkilat and problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are too many that we cannot even enumerate these problems, my Allah.
You are well aware of the different sicknesses and illnesses, Ya Allah. You are well aware of the different social problems, domestic problems, my Allah. And the financial problem, my Allah. The bickering, the quarreling, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problem people have got, my Allah. Whether it's depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it's some hardship, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever it may be, remove all those difficulties completely, my Allah. Give us sukoon, Ya Allah. Give us chain, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati. Hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhaat, may Allah. Protect us from all evil and all su. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Allah, don't make people spread rumors, false rumors about us, may Allah. Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from false allegations, Ya Allah. Don't make us make ghibat of people, Ya Allah. Don't make us have hasad for people, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, may Allah. Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, may Allah. Help us to turn towards you, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us the Hawza Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Make us enter Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba ikiram, may Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Protect us, our parents, our wives and children, may Allah. Protect our progeny, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our lives, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our wealth, Ya Allah. Make our rozi halal, Ya Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Without any hardship, my Allah. Without any difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the skies, Ya Allah. And shower your sustenance, your rozi upon us, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, Ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Give us more than Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us bariyan jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana hai. Ya Allah, you have given us all these occasions, opportunities for us to connect with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, after giving us all these opportunities, my Allah, Ya Allah, learning about Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu salam, the sacrifices, my Allah, sacrifices of Ambiya alayhi salatu salam, our beloved Rasulullah salam, Sahaba-i Kiram, my Allah, Ya Allah, the Salaf al-Salihin, the Awliya'i Siddiqeen, Kamilin, my Allah, Ya Allah, despite all these things we have read and heard about, my Allah, still we are not connecting ourselves to you, my Allah, then we are making ourselves mahroom, my Allah, we are depriving ourselves, my Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good amal, my Allah. Make us have a good akhlaq, my Allah. Make us become good, pious, nek, salih Muslim, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make it be such that non-Muslims just look at us, my Allah. They see our dealings, my Allah. They see our akhlaq, Ya Allah. And they may become attracted to Islam, Ya Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.